Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number two here on this Thursday, October 23rd, 2025 edition. This budget deal that recently was passed and signed by the governor, still having all kinds of stories still coming out about it. Speaker Matt Hall, speaking yesterday to the press, said that earmark transparency, the deal that the House and Senate leadership agreed to as part of the new budget compromise, was not held up with legislation that the Senate passed yesterday. All said part of the budget negotiation the night that the one-week continuation budget passed, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks and Hall signed an agreement that said there would be no changes to the budget that was being drafted and that they would finally disclose the pork, quote unquote. We were successful in getting them to agree to pass HEAT. The acronym HEAT stands for Hall Ethics, Accountability, and Transparency. In the Senate, they got them to pass the Speaker's HEAT transparency bill. Now, maybe we should have shut down the government longer to force the bills to come up earlier, but I really felt like it was important that once we got the agreement to move the continuing resolution. Hall said at a press conference yesterday. But when referring to the Senate's earmark transparency bill, Senate Bill 596, in the end, he said it was all a smokescreen. In fact, it was fake heat, quote unquote. That bill requires earmarks requests information to be online and available to the public at least 10 days before the legislature votes on a bill, on a budget bill. But Hall has been saying that 90 days requirement would be better. In addition, the Senate Majority Leader Brinks high-barred Senate Bill 596 to State Representative Tom Kuntz's House Bill 4420. Which lists the information would have to be included in this full disclosure, and that all budget earmark requests would have to be posted by April 1st of each budget year. While the Speaker likes to mischaracterize private conversations to fit his own narrative, said Brinks in talking with MERS News Service, we mutually agreed that earmark transparency was important. Hall said the legislators can work with the public and the reporting to journalists, that they can learn a lot about them and know what's going on in Lansing, and they don't make any mistakes. However, some of these Democrat members don't have the integrity to do that, Hall said. So it's so much more helpful when we get the reporters the documents early. Well, Speaker Hall said getting HEAT done is his top priority. He said at one point during his hour-long press conference that any Senate priority will have a hard time moving forward in the House unless HEAT passes in the Senate. In addition, Hall promised that a second version of HEAT is coming, and he will even consider ideas like requiring conference reports to be available 48 hours before either chamber votes on any bill. Hall said he didn't want this year's final budgets to go to conference committees, where new items not previously discussed could end up in a budget proposal. ultimately said being inserted into the final product. He said the best practice is for the House and the Senate to each defend and fight for what's in their own budgets. With full transparency and disclosure as to what earmarks they're asking for, who is asking for it, where is the earmark going to go, and what is it going to accomplish? Well, outside of hammering an agreeable earmark transparency legislation, Paul said he'd like economic development reform to be on his next to-do list. He wants to statutorily eliminate the SOAR fund. You all remember that's the Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund, slush fund, money laundering scheme by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. He also would like to eliminate the Michigan Economic Growth Authority, MEGA. Even though both programs were not funded in this 2026 budget, he said we need to statutorily eliminate them. On top of negotiating budgets, Hall unveiled a new poster in the style of a Ghostbusters movie, meant to highlight the ghost employees. That was the unfilled employment positions that the Republicans cut in the budget. When asked which Ghostbuster character he's going to go for Halloween this year, Paul said, Dan Aykroyd. He was in that movie, so I'll probably go with him. I also thought that Ken Borton, Republican of Gaylord, looks a little bit like Bill Murray. So maybe he'll go as well. Ending the press conference, laughing on the way out. Well, here's the bottom line reality of all this. This isn't a Republican thing. This isn't a Democrat thing. I don't care who's in control. I don't care who is the speaker. I don't care who's the Senate majority leader. I don't care who the governor is. This state of Michigan is long overdue for transparency and accountability, especially when it comes to our taxpayer dollars. They have to understand that the people need to know where their taxpayer dollars are going. How this hasn't happened years ago is beyond me. But as I look at this budget and I look at this transparency earmark bill, why won't the Senate Democrats pass it? Very simple question. What are you guys so afraid of? Why do you not want the people to know where you're spending our dollars? And the other problem I really have, in the bottom line, in the end of the day, Republicans didn't cut that much from what the governor wanted and even what the Democrat senators wanted earlier in the year. They were all around 82.5, 82.6 billion. They ended up at 81.5. Whoop-de-doo. Well, one of the things you have to understand is the process. One of the last things I want to mention on this particular aspect of the budget. In the end, they did some good things as far as reforms go. As far as reducing the actual size of the budget, I'd give them a D. They reduced it a little, but not a lot. It should have had a 7 in front of it instead of an 8. At least they could have cut 5%. 5% across the board would have easily got them from 82 down to roughly $78 billion. They didn't do it. So as far as the overall cut goes, yeah, you guys get a D. As far as getting rid of these ghost employees, as far as making some cuts to certain bureaucratic departments, yeah, I'll probably give you a B+. But it's not enough. It's nowhere near enough to fix Michigan. We have got to do better. Period. End of discussion. So we'll see where this goes. We'll continue to follow it. We'll see if there's going to be any changes in the Senate. And in fact, are they going to vote to pass the transparency bill in the Senate? Well, another little short, quick story. Is this something Lansing needs to be involved in? Dealers and salespeople of hearing aids will no longer need licenses to sell hearing aids under a package of bills testified in the House Health Policy Committee. You got to be kidding me. You mean all these years you had to have a license to sell a hearing aid? Well, the chair of the committee, Kurt Vanderwall, Republican from Ludington, lead sponsor on the package, and a hearing aid user himself, said in testimony that the process to become a hearing aid salesperson takes 6 months and completion of an exam. To become a hearing aid dealer who oversees salespeople requires 2 experience as a salesperson and passing an exam as well. Bottom line, there's 2 types of licenses for this one profession. We have 2 levels of a license when it comes to hearing aid sales. I don't know why, but it needs to be eliminated because it bogs down the system, costs time and money with very little benefits to the patients. We're going to talk about the actual numbers when we wrap this story up. Final segment, hour number 2, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot. at Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number two. The Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs reports currently that there's 580 licenses in the state of Michigan between dealers, salespeople, and trainees. Eliminating the licensing fees means that there would be a $36,000 loss in annual licensing revenue to the department. Aaron Toth, a licensed hearing aid specialist, testified in opposition to the bills and advocated for keeping the licenses. He described that there's two types of hearing aids, one you can buy over the counter and one that's prescription. Without a licensing structure in place, he wouldn't be able to participate in the insurance or managed care programs. If the hearing aid was prescribed by a doctor without a license, he wouldn't be in compliance with the FDA, Food and Drug Administration. A prescription for non-over-the-counter hearing aids must come from a state-licensed practitioner. He said those are the federal regulations. Bottom line, in other words, if you deregulate hearing aid specialists in Michigan, you're going to effectively eliminate the profession altogether. Paul said it's important that specialists fit prescription hearing aids because they must follow an 8 medical criteria set out by the FDA. Actually, a lot goes on in a hearing exam, and it's easy to see how some of the criteria would be undiagnosable by just an average person. Having someone who's licensed to conduct a full exam is absolutely critical. Well, the bill package consists of four bills. Why he can't do it in one, God only knows. House bills 4883, 84, 85, and 86. Well, the bills only received testimony in the committee hearing yesterday without any vote to move it on to the floor, meaning they're going to have more hearings. So is that a good thing? Eliminate licensing? I'm all for it. I am so fed up with Lara, it's unbelievable. The amount of licenses we have to have here in the state of Michigan to do our work is unbearable. Every single aspect of interacting with the public requires a license. We are overregulated, overtaxed, overlicensed to death in this state. But I kind of see the guy's position. about dealing with prescription hearing aids. And in order to be in compliance with the federal laws from the FDA, must come from a state licensed practitioner. Well, evidently, other states must have these licenses. So we'll see where this goes. Another package of bills added to my list. Well, State Representative Mike Mueller, Republican of Linden, who is a former Livingston County Sheriff's Deputy, said he has two bills, House Bills 5079 and 5080, are designed to hold offenders accountable. Forcibly disarming and injuring a police or correction officers would go from a 10-year penalty to a 20-year felony under legislation taken up by the House committee yesterday. Mueller explained, "What I'm trying to do is make the punishment fit the crime. You can push down the security guard at a 7-Eleven and take a hot dog from the roller and get charged with a 15-year felony. But if you push down a uniformed police officer, it's only a 10-year felony. When you take his gun, the punishment doesn't fit the crime." Well, the bills are reintroduction of Mueller's House Bills 4315 and then Democrat David LeGrand's House Bill 4316 from the 2019 session. The bills passed in the House, but they died in the Senate. So evidently, maybe they feel the Democrats only having a one-seat majority right now in the Senate, they might have a chance of passing. Well, one of the communist Democrats, Kelly Breena Novi, questioned how often is a weapon actually wrestled away from an officer? Well, Mueller had no immediate statistics, but he replied, "I know it happened to me twice." In one incident, Mueller said a drunk man grabbed him by the throat, tried to disarm him, leading actually to Mueller shooting him. The suspect survived and then went on to lead a productive life helping others. In the second incident, Mueller said, tried to shoot the suspect, but his gun jammed. "It's a scary situation, and you're at fear for your life when it happens. The punishment needs to be increased." Pretty interesting. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet? Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.